it's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Way we go on a Tuesday. How we doing out there? JB and the General, John Burton, Patton Cook, the General. Inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to be with you here on WNSR. Patton, good morning.
John, good morning to you. Happy day after tax day to us all.
Not a good day for your boy.
No.
I'm a little lighter in the wallet, thanks to, lack of planning on my part, you know, does not necessarily create an emergency on H&R Block's part. You know, they did what they could, and yeah. I did what I could yesterday. You know, I got filed, and I owe some money, so I gave them what I could give them.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
We will, our people will talk with their people.
Exactly.
And we'll get back to you.
We'll work something out. So the last thing you want, you know, I will say this. You owe the IRS money. Do not ignore it. You get that thing in the mail saying, hey, you messed up your return. You owe us money. Don't ignore it. It ain't going to go away. So, the La Cosa Nostra has nothing on the Internal Revenue Service.
No.
So, hope everybody survived tax day. Got a great show for you today. Obviously, Brad Power is going to join us at 9:25. Cat's Corner at 10:40 is actually going to be Plaz because he's got an event coming up tomorrow involving the Nashville Cats. And, you know, obviously his new show starts a week from Monday as he returns to WNSR, his rightful place. It's going to be 4 to 6. His usual show that he's doing now, 2 to 4, mm-hmm. It's going to be 4 to 6 now. And here's the trick. Before, he couldn't take phone calls or text and interact with the listeners. Now he's going to be able to do that. So it'd be good to catch up with Plaz at 10:40. So make sure you're staying tuned for that. The Predators lose last night at Pittsburgh 4-2. But all is not lost, Predators fans. Because Minnesota beat the Kings 3-1, that means your Nashville Predators are locked into the 7 seed, the first wild card spot. So no matter what happens, I know there's a handful of games left over the next couple of days, you will be the 7th seed. You are the number one wild card spot. Still looks like it's either going to be Vancouver or Dallas in the first round. More likely Vancouver. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Vancouver is pretty much locked in. There's a chance a couple other scenarios will happen, but by all accounts right now, Vancouver, the Preds will be going north here in a couple weeks.
Yes, they're going to be going north of the border.
Yes.
To the great country of Canada, or as we like to call it down here in the United States, America's hat. No, I shouldn't say that. Shout out to all our Canadian friends out there. I love Canada. I used to live near Canada. I've said that repeatedly on this show. When I went to college near Canada and in Plattsburgh State near Montreal. And then, of course, I lived in Buffalo, New York for 4 years, which is basically right there.
Right.
Fort Erie is like just over the Peace Bridge. So
more Canadian than you are Southern.
You know, I kind of am because, I mean, you know, where I grew up, like people always talk about, well, you're from New York, but you don't have an accent. I'm like, well, I do have an accent, but the upstate New York accent is kind of a mixture of Midwest, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have the New York accent. So, anyway, I mean, look, the Penguins needed that game desperately to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're looking to make, you know, at least one last push with their big three of Letang, Crosby, and Malkin, the guys who've won 3 Stanley Cups over the years. So, they were at home, they were desperate, and, you know, they had an answer pretty much for everything the Predators had.
Yes, point behind the Capitals and the Detroit Red Wings are both at 89 points, at least for Pittsburgh. But you're right. You could tell who was playing with their lives depended on it last night. And that's exactly what happened. They fought a little bit in the second period, but you end up dropping in. I thought UC played pretty well last night, I must say. But an early barrage by the the villain of the Nashville market, of course, swiping a Stanley Cup from the grasp of this city. But it was a good game last night. Watched a little bit of it. But I would be lying if I understood why they've already selected it. I know there's a few tiebreakers with Las Vegas they've got over them. But, yes.
All right. You want to know why?
Please.
I'll tell you why. Well, I won't tell you why. Alex Doherty of the Tennessean, yes, will tell us why. This is from his article today. Let's see. All right. Hang on. So Elliot Friedman tweeted last night, or X'd last night, Minnesota 3-1 win over Los Angeles. Nashville locked into West 7, likely versus Vancouver, but not yet guaranteed. Here's how that happens. The Predators, with their loss to the Penguins, finished the season with 99 points. By the way, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
You know, to finish the season with 99 points, given how they started and, you know, there's some of their midseason lapses. Okay. The Vegas Golden, this is from the Tennessean, folks. The Vegas Golden Knights, if they win their final two games against Chicago and Anaheim, can get to 100 points. If that happens, they would jump into third place in the Pacific, passing Los Angeles. The Kings would then fall to the second wild card spot. Gotcha. The Kings, after their loss to the Wild, have 97 points. If they win their final game against Chicago on Thursday, they would pull even with the Predators at 99 points, but Nashville owns the second tiebreaker, regulation and overtime wins. Alternatively, if Vegas drops at least 1 point in their final two games, they would finish with 99 points, but Nashville owns the first tiebreaker over Vegas, regulation wins. I believe they won both games against Vegas this year, if I'm not mistaken. Did they play twice? I know they played once. I know they beat them out in Vegas.
Right. I would imagine they played them at home as well.
So technically, and this is from the Tennessean, Alex Doherty, technically the Predators have not, quote-unquote, clinched by definition, but their position in the wildcard standings cannot change from here on out. This means Nashville is likely headed to Vancouver for the first round of the playoffs. As of Tuesday, according to Sports Club Stats, the Predators have a 91% chance of facing the Canucks, a 6% chance of facing the Dallas Stars, and a 3% chance of facing the Edmonton Oilers. Playoffs begin Saturday.
Preds beat the Golden Knights on the 26th of March in overtime. So
here?
Here.
Okay, and I know they went out in Vegas. So they won both games. Yep. So, you know, those turned out to be two valuable games. Yep. So all you need to know is, right, the Preds are locked into the 7 seed. They will be the first wild card team, and it's more than likely they will open at Vancouver sometime this weekend. Don't know for sure, you know, so there you go.
Well, credit to Alex for that, because I read his tweet last night. I read it probably three or four times ago. I don't know. This isn't commuting, so I appreciate him laying all that out.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. He did a really nice job of, like, explaining that, because it can get a little confusing. So here's what you need to know, Preds fans. You're in. You're the 7 seed. You're the first wild card. And it's highly likely, almost certain, you will play Vancouver in round one.
Yeah, very, very impressive. And we've kind of talked about it really the past month of the season. The expectations at least have risen, I would say, at least making the playoffs. And if they've done that, they've had their first step of doing so. But and now they get a nice little rest, John, playing their last game last night. They get about a week or so. The playoff will start on Saturday. And
probably either Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday, depending on when the Preds will play. But by all accounts, John, you look at it, fantastic season. I think no matter what happens, even if a gentleman sweep or a sweep, you look at it and say, this team showed a lot of heart and the adversity they had, it's very impressive.
The future's bright. There's definitely, you know, and like I said, the front office, the ownership, they are hell-bent on getting after it. And so we'll see what they do in terms of, you know, continuing to build this roster. But, you know, Barry Trotz, he made it clear when he came back to be the general manager, of course, the former head coach, you know, he didn't come here to retire. You know, he's here to work. Like I said, I had that nice conversation with him last Tuesday night, and you know, we talked about a lot of things. Some things I won't reveal, but I will say this: he's bound and determined to try to bring a Stanley Cup here to Nashville. And if it doesn't happen, it won't be from lack of effort. I promise you that.
And that's never been a question really throughout his entire tenure here in Nashville. And even when he was let go, mutual parting of the ways, however you want to call it, as head coach.
No, he's fired.
Yeah, and it was kind of one of those where he did as much as he could. He brought this team as far as some people thought they could, but he's done a fantastic job. I've looked at the series history so far this season. The Canucks have won all three games against the Predators. Played two on the road. They won 5-2 on the road and 5-2 at home, and then won 3-2 back in October. They haven't played since December, so a different hockey team for the Preds, but
they bolstered their roster with the trade deadline, and it's about, the playoffs are about a lot of things, right? It's about your special teams playing well, power play, penalty kill, obviously. It's about your goaltender being able to, at some point, if you're an underdog in a series and you don't have home ice advantage, your goaltender's going to have to steal the game. And more like he's going to have to steal that game on the road.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's one of those where, you face 60 shots and he only lets two in and you win 3-2. And, because the reason why I say that is because remember 2017 when they swept Chicago, that first game, I think they won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And Pecorine stood on his freaking head. I can't remember how many shots on goal he faced, but a lot. And he just, he was outstanding. And so I said on the air, I said the Preds steal game one. And there was this Preds fan that just got so angry with me for saying they stole. He wrote me, I think. He either emailed me or he DM'd me on my work Facebook. And he was like, how could you say they stole that game? They won that game. They earned it. Well, I think after the series, when they swept Chicago, he was like, oh, did they steal the series? And I was like, Nimrod, they stole that game.
Yeah, Pecorine made 30 saves in game one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good job by you, man. Yeah, and so, he took it as an insult because you know how the hockey elite are. There are certain things, and it happens in every hockey market, right? Hockey fan listens to sports talk radio and they're sitting there pounding their steering wheel. Why don't you talk hockey? Why don't you talk hockey? And when you do talk hockey, the first thing they say is, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know hockey. What's he doing talking hockey? You know what I'm saying?
And to me, I don't know.
That's the definition of stealing a game.
Stealing a game to me is great. We didn't deserve to win that game, but damn it, we won it, and I don't give one rip about it.
Right. But he felt insulted. Right. Why didn't you just say the Predators dominated and won that game? Because they didn't dominate, win that game. They scored one goal.
Right.
And your goaltender freaking played awesome. All right. Anyway, enough about that. NBA play-in action tonight. The play-in tournament begins in the Western Conference. Lakers Pelicans. 6:30 tonight on TNT, followed at 9 by Warriors-Kings. So it's that inevitable JB versus Kevin in Muletown showdown perhaps happening. Lakers-Warriors, he claims to just love Steph Curry.
Winner tonight will play the Nuggets
in
the first round.
Right.
And then the winner of the Warriors-Kings will play the loser, and that team will the winner of this game number two will then play
the loser
Oklahoma
of game
City
one.
Thunder.
Oh, no. Are these just one and done here?
So the first game, the winner, you move on. And then the Warriors-Kings game, you have to win that game. If you lose, you're done. And then you end up playing another game. On top of that, I believe you have to win two out of three in that one, maybe.
Well, it's kind of like a situation where in a seven game series you're up 3-2.
Right.
So the Lakers Pelicans game, all you gotta do is win one game. The Kings are the home team, so they're basically up 3-2 in a seven game series, right? I'm pretty sure I have this. So if the Kings win, they move on.
Okay.
If they lose, they have to play the Warriors again, and then that one is elimination. Yeah. But so you're telling me if Lakers, Warriors, whoever wins that moves on to play.
Yes.
They're the eighth seed. They'll play the one. The two.
They are the seventh seed. They will play the two seed, which is the Nuggets.
That's right. The Nuggets did not secure the one seed.
Yep.
Well, all right. So now that we've confused our audience.
Right.
Ay, 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 ay. Man. It's a fun time of year, but it's also a confusing time of year. I mean, I like the idea of the play-in tournament. I didn't like it at first, but, you know, I've warmed up to it. It gives teams reasons to play hard, you know, late into the season, because you can still get in that play-in area and still, you know, salvage a season that otherwise, you know, would have been lost in recent years, right?
Right. So it is a one and done. The 7th, 8th, the winner of that will play the Nuggets.
Okay.
In the 9th and 10th matchup, the winner of that will play the loser of the 7-8. And after that game, you have a 1-1 game between the two teams, and that winner will play the Oklahoma City Thunder. They will be the 8th seed. So it's no best 2 out of 3. It is one and done.
Gotcha.
Especially with the 9 and 10th game.
Braves beat the lion cheating scummy Astros last night, 6-1. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Thank you, Braves. We appreciate that. A game you heard right here on these lovely airwaves. So that series continues tonight. And on a personal note, legendary Yankees announcer John Sterling announced yesterday afternoon he is retiring. He's 85 years old. He's been calling Yankee games for 36 years. He actually started off, he's from New York. He actually was calling New York Islander hockey games in the late 70s. Mm. And he was in Atlanta. I believe he did Braves games for a number of years. And he actually did Atlanta Hawks games on TBS. Remember when the Hawks were on TBS?
Yep.
During the Dominique Wilkins days? Like the night that Larry Bird scored 60 against the Hawks in Atlanta, he called that game for TBS. And I think Dominique had like 40 in that game. So
why now, John?
He's had some health issues. He said that's not the reason. He basically said, I'm 85 years old and I'm tired. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Fair enough.
You know, and I mean,
Paul Kaharsky ripped him. You'll have to go during the break and look at his tweet on John Sterling.
Well, you know, and Paul Kaharsky is a Yankee fan. So, all right, I'm going to have a word with Paul. Anybody knows Paul that's listening right now, tell him JB wants to have a word with him about John Sterling. So we'll get that cleaned up. Don't you worry.
All right.
But congratulations, John Sterling. Legendary career. Obviously, his home run calls are legendary. It is high. It is far. It is gone. And he always had a little something to say about, you know, it's an A-bomb from A-Rod. You know, so as a Yankee fan, if you're not a Yankee fan, you probably hate him because he's bombastic. And, he comes across as bombastic and arrogant. And we're Yankee fans. We're bombastic and arrogant.
Just fits right in.
There you go. All right, let's take our first break. Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com will join us, talk a little sports betting. We'll get to Caitlin Clark and what her drafting means for the WNBA. Should we get some mock drafts? We'll be right back. WNSR.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with three daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen.
He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show. 615-844-5600.
He joins us every Tuesday, right around this time. Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com. You can click the Bill King tab at the top of the page, at BradPower7 on Twitter X. Brad, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Were you able to check out the Tennessee spring game by any chance?
You know what? It's not one of the games that I got to. So unfortunately, I'm gonna be a little ignorant when it comes to that. y'all have to tell me how that went. But I'll eventually get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. How many games have you gotten to so far, and has anything stood out?
I am still on the farm in Ohio, so not as many as I'd like. About 8 or 10 so far. Eventually, that number is going to get to about 60. By early May, but, you know, more than probably 8 to 10 more than the usual people.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Brad, I've seen you've gone to a couple live. Is this something you normally do, or is this something you're doing abnormally?
It is abnormal. You know, I usually try to go to UNLV just because it's local where I reside. But, you know, I'm in Ohio, so I went to Ohio State over the weekend. That was something to see, 80,000 people. I'm not sure that there'll be a bigger crowd than that this spring season. Mm. I'm actually heading to Indiana on Thursday, and then I'll probably be up in South Bend on Saturday for Notre Dame. So, no, it's not something I typically would do to see them live, but just a road trip. You know, I like watching getting on campus.
Have you, being there live, have you learned anything different? Is it a worse experience for your sports betting needs? Kinda, how are you viewing it that way?
Yeah, really good question. Not as good. I need to watch. It's a little bit better to watch on TV. So this will be a one and done for me, one trip only, at least this time of year. I'll do my stuff in July, but seeing what's going on today in the transfer portal, I am getting a little agitated and a little nervous that I'm not in front of my computer desk right now.
Is it fair to say Ohio State doesn't have a top three quarterback in next year's draft on their roster right now?
Yeah, very safe. And you can say top three round on their roster, because I don't see that. I don't know if they have a draftable quarterback right now, at least among their top two. Maybe Julian saying in a couple of years, a true freshman. But that was going to Ohio State spring game. I at least got that right away, that Ohio State's roster is really good. It is a championship-level roster and then some. I still don't see it on the offensive line, and I don't see it at the most important position at all, and that's quarterback. Now, will it matter? Not sure. Ohio State might not be, you know, might be good enough to overcome something, inefficiencies at that spot. But I can tell you this, if they need a game-winning drive on the road in Autzen Stadium against Oregon, or same thing in Happy Valley against the Penn State, I don't think they have the guy, at least as of right now, to go ahead and be very confident that they can put together a game-winning drive to win that game. So right now, no. I'm comfortable saying Ohio State, unlike a lot of people that are putting them number one and crowning them champs, they're not going to be number one in my preseason power ratings.
Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. Click the Bill King tab at the top of the page, at Brad Powers Sports, or at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter X, here on WNSR. Brad, NBA and NHL playoffs about to get started. I know that's not your area of focus or expertise, but do you have any general guidelines if people want to get some action in on some of these games coming up this spring?
Yeah, believe it or not, I would say the NBA playoffs is maybe my most successful sport. Hmm. I couldn't name you players on the team, but what I'm looking at is situational spots. A couple of things, rule of thumb. Usually as the series progresses, totals get lower. So if you blindly bet the under in every game seven of an NBA series in the playoffs, the last 10 years, you're hitting nearly 80%.
Oh my
going
gosh.
To, you know, betting under the total. So that's one of my favorite. And here's the thing. Is that eventually going to get priced out? Yes. But what you want to do, and you want to get ahead of the market, when that total opens, you want to bet under. You're going to see under money come in almost across the board on that. And especially now, the NBA regular season, you got a bunch of data that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What teams are capable of kicking it up an extra gear? This is a relatively new phenomenon in the NBA where if you blindly bet the unders because the games mean more, and we've seen a lot more higher scoring in the regular season in the NBA, once the playoffs kick in, I mean, if you blindly bet the under in every single NBA playoff game, I just told you that game seven is the best to bet the under, but if you just blindly bet any under, whether it's game one, game three, game five, game seven, you're hitting like 60%. You're also, if you blindly bet the favorite in every single NBA playoff game the last six, 7 years, you're hitting nearly 60% there. So what
now, you're talking money line, Brad, or points? You're talking money line?
Nope, just against the spread.
Oh, okay.
So this is great. I mean, against the spread, you don't have to lay the heavy juice. If you blindly bet against the spread, every favorite, 60% against the spread the last 7 years. Thought process behind it is, started with the Cavs and LeBron. Regular season doesn't matter.
Right.
But what teams are capable of kicking it up a notch, if you identify those teams correctly that can kick it into an extra gear during the playoffs, you make some money. I made some money. So even though I don't know anything about the NBA,
right,
I know the NBA playoffs, and I'm looking forward to it.
What have your hockey people told you about, you know, the NHL playoffs?
I have hockey people.
You got people. No, you're Brad Powers, man. You got people, bro.
Yeah, I don't bet hockey.
I got you.
I've only, believe it or not, I'm trying to, off the top of my head, less than five hockey bets in my entire life.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What's crazy. Your record, Brad?
Sorry. Yeah. 5-0, 4-1.
Yeah. Oh, record. I think 2-3, maybe. 2-2. I just bet them. I was live at a Vegas Golden Knights game. I've only been to three of them, and I just decided to bet stuff on that. I think, I'm trying to think, I bet an under. I think they were playing. You know, I went to a playoff game last year, bet the under in a game that I thought that it was scoring too much scoring early. So, I have no idea what I'm looking. You know what, honestly, I couldn't, if you asked me what icing is, I couldn't give you a detailed description.
Brad, how popular are those kind of sports betting kiosks at the Vegas night games?
The kiosk, you know, not so much because everybody by this point has it on their phone, so they don't even bother with the kiosk. But, I mean, I'm not the only one live betting it because I've been around a group of people and they're looking at the odds while they're at the game, so everybody's trained here in Vegas. But it's popular. I mean, it's only going to, you know, you'll see it within 5-10 years how nonchalant is probably the word that I would use. Just be, you know, every regular people are looking at the in-game live odds.
Brad, you know, Caitlin Clark gets drafted number one into the WNBA by the Indiana Fever. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of pressure on her to kind of, you know, lift the profile of the league. How much more attention do you think she can give the WNBA? And obviously, where you have attention, you have potential betting.
Yeah, another really good question. Well, I mean, she is a needle mover. I mean, we saw that in the TV ratings all year round, all year long, as far as Iowa basketball games. And then, obviously, once she, the Elite Eight on, those last three games that she played, I mean, historic ratings. And you saw, I mean, we were talking about outdoing the men, outdoing NBA games. So, yeah, I normally would poo-poo something like the hype because I, you know, don't believe the hype type of guy. But when it comes to Caitlin Clark, she's delivered unless she flames out on the court, which I don't think will be the case. She'll move the needle when it comes to the WNBA, whether it's merchandise, tickets, and TV viewership. I mean, she's a one-on-one right now that we've seen in women's basketball.
Brad, I got a slightly in-the-weeds question here. I had a couple buddies get a little surprised when the tax forms came in from some of their sports betting websites. how do you do it with kind of what's your rule of thumb? I this is very in-the-weeds, and if you don't want to answer, I understand. But I'm interested by this.
Probably best suited when at the tail end of my career in a podcast format.
Okay.
Not willing to dive into too much stuff as of right now.
Brad Powers is our guest, BradPowersSports.com. Brad, Scotty Scheffler won the Masters. He was favored to do so. Paid out pretty good. I think he was like plus 400, something like that, coming in. Three majors left. Is he a good pizza money bet for all these? Is it kind of maybe not on the level of Tiger when he was dominating in the early 2000s, but you know, you factor in him and his wife are about to have a kid, so he's probably not going to get to practice a whole lot. So I don't know how effective he'll be at the PGA Championship, but in terms of, it seems like this guy is going to be a pretty dominant golfer and a pretty good bet for the majors for years to come. He's only 27. How would you approach that?
Yeah, I think you had a correct handicap in the fact that, you know, he's going to have a kid, a little bit of distractions. Anytime somebody wants to, this looks like a good bet. I mean, I kind of want to go opposite that line of thinking, because how many guys have we seen come and go,
right,
you know, in the post?
Oh, we thought Rory and Spieth were going to just stock, trade majors back and forth for the next 10 years, 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it didn't work out that way, did it? So
nope.
I would be probably more on the pessimistic side of him being able to have a real dominant run. No, the fact is, nobody's Tiger. And,
right.
I mean, we're talking 10, 15 plus to almost 20 years since, I mean, what, 2000 was his dominant year. We're not going to see that, folks. He's another one-on-one where I hope people start getting, no one's ever going to get priced, you know, laying money against the field type of, or even money against the field like we saw with Tiger. But if anybody gets close to that, it gets a little bit out of range and expensive, I should say, to bet on him to win stuff. I'm going to go opposite that. Give me yes-no markets, and I'll bet him no to win these majors.
If you can, Brad, take our listeners back to that time when Tiger was dominating. And obviously, sports betting wasn't then what it is now, but it was legit Tiger or the field, and a lot of people took Tiger, especially during the era of the Tiger Slam.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm taking it back to when I was in, I'm in high school and college at that point, but
right,
we're talking 15, 20 years ago. But I do have people that were betting golf. I don't have hockey people, but I do have people that were betting golf. And it was, let's just say this, I get both sides of it. So it was fair bets. It got fair. You would think, oh, a lot of the professionals would be like, no, I don't want to bet it. I got just as many people, you know, the war stories back in the grind that were betting on him to win and thought it was cheap to bet on him to win this stuff. So, you know, the only type of stuff that I remember seeing, you know, the Bulls were kind of that team, the Warriors when they had Kevin Durant, Tiger. It only happens like, you know, it's a once in a lifetime type of thing as far as that individual sport. It competitively priced back then. Him versus the field, even money. As we did him versus, I mean, obviously you had all the jokes. I mean, if you were back around that day, but they were warranted. I mean, it was one man versus an entire field and competitively priced it even money. Historic. I don't think. I mean, Tiger Woods is, you know, Mount Rushmore as far as sports figures.
Hmm. Brad, we're nearing a week away from the NFL draft. What is the betting market right now in terms of maybe the top five picks or so? Is it set, in your opinion, or is there still some room to move?
Nah, not set yet. But I'm glad you brought it up. Some of the best stuff I can give you guys, I mean, starting pretty much today towards the, I mean, obviously, as you get closer to the draft, you're going to be laying heavy money, and people don't want to bet $20 to win a dollar type of thing. But I would say the sweet spot, if you want to bet the NFL draft, as far as the guys that you can trust, as far as the mock stuff, that the people that do have some inside inkling, do, you know, have the GMs on speed dial, so to speak, I would say 10 to 5 days out in the draft is the sweet spot where most pros are betting the draft and finding some value and not laying too much. So, pretty much, it honestly started yesterday. Circus Sports in Nevada released a bunch of draft props. For my people, that kind of kicked, not that they haven't bet anything in the draft yet, that they have a few bets, but as far as starting to really load up on draft bet slips, it started yesterday, and I'll go to about, keep in mind, some states won't let you bet anything 24 hours prior to the draft. That sweet spot will last through the weekend, and then a lot of that stuff will get swept up. They'll take stuff off the board. I bet something at a book, and they took everything off the board 1 year, and you couldn't bet it until the draft. So it's a fine line that you have to walk, but I'll say this. The NFL draft, if they put stuff up, there is the ability to have inside information. If they allow it to be available, it can be some of the most profitable stuff you can bet in any betting calendar.
Wow. Brad, get your plugs in, buddy.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page, Bill King tab. Once you click on that, you can sign up for the upcoming season or the preview that will come out in July.
Brad, always a pleasure. Have fun on the farm, my man.
Yeah, you can break down the background with the birds and stuff.
Yeah, when are you heading back to Vegas?
Sunday.
Okay. All right, safe travels, all right? We'll talk to you.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right. Yep. Brad Power is always good to talk to him. We'll take a break, come back. Got significant NBA news and a lot more. 615-844-5600. Call us, WNSR.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Tuesday, Cat's Corner coming up in about an hour. Plaz will join us to talk about an event he's doing with the Nashville Cats. And, of course, his show. He returns to WNSR a week from Monday. Interactive. And like I said, he does it. They do the show from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. I live like 5 seconds from there, so... Maybe I'll do a run-in on his first show.
Yeah, just hit
him with a chair from behind.
I was going to say, a steel chair.
You know, just go wrestling heel.
And I was listening to his show yesterday, and he had a guest on talking about the Titans' new stadium and the PSL prices that still have not been announced to season ticket holders.
Okay.
And how allegedly they don't know what the number is. They're still trying to figure out that number.
You buying that there, season ticket holder, Patton Cook?
Hell no. They know what that number is, and they know that it's going to tick some people off.
Yeah,
and
it is.
There was something that I didn't know yesterday that George and his guests mentioned. There was something in the, I don't know exactly what forum, but they wanted to restrict the increase to 20% of what the buy-in would be now.
20%, that is significant.
The Titans did not want that to happen, and it did not get enough votes. So put two and two together, it's going to be more than a 20% hike than what prices are right now. So,
wow.
Incredible. Excited for the stadium, but mixed feelings because it's going to change.
You know, when you're wearing your proud Nashville native hat, you're saying this is great.
Right.
But when you're wearing your Tennessee Titans fan and season ticket holder hat, that's a different story, right?
It sure is. Because it's, I'd imagine I'm not going to be the only one in this this bucket where you wonder, is it going to be financially responsible for me to kind of be a season ticket member?
You may have some hard decisions to make as a season ticket holder. I mean, that's a significant, portion of your income that is going to be doled out, you know, for entertainment purposes. And, you know, you have no guarantee that you're going to be fully satisfied with the product that's on the field because you can't guarantee that, right? That's the hard part.
It is. And when it goes right, it is as good as anything, but the lows are the lows. And of the lowest this franchise has given me, quite frankly, the fact in my lifetime.
You sound like Sal. Shout out, Sal, if you're listening. We miss you. Call in. Significant NBA news. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be starting the playoffs. And I saw this coming, and I'm sure you did too. Mm-hmm. They're going to be starting the playoffs without Giannis, who's got that calf injury. In my opinion, I don't think we're going to see him at all during the playoffs. And that makes the Bucks obviously highly vulnerable without their best player. They still have Dame Lillard. They still have Chris Middleton and their role players. But Giannis is the straw that stirs the drink. And you know, they've been shaky all year. Ever since they fired their coach, they brought Doc in. And are they below 500 with Doc?
They sure are. They've been mediocre with Giannis. So without him,
I mean, at best, they've been mediocre.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's, and we've said it, and the shine and the sparkle on Doc Rivers in this league is just incredible.
Well, he's still living off that one championship he won in 08 with the original Big Three. And, you know, this guy is a master of building 3-1 series leads and blowing them. He never got to the conference finals with the Clippers, right?
I think he made it and blew a, I'm almost positive he blew a series, but if not, he didn't advance on.
I don't think they got to the conference finals. Like, you know, he's got to the second round, but right. it's uncanny. And I mean, I don't understand why they fired their original coach in the first place. I can't even remember the dude's name.
It was player driven. Right. Those players on that team.
Now the Cavs did it in 2016 and it worked out. Right. They were 30-11. They were a top seed in the East. And they fired David Blatt, and they brought in Ty Lue, and it worked out. You know, they won the championship.
Sure.
But, you know, and I know the Lakers did it a million years ago in Magic's first season. Well, the coach that they had hired got sick, and then Paul Westphal took over, and they were able to win a championship in Magic's rookie year. You can, you know, you can see all that. If you have Max, you can watch Winning Time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they wanted to call that Showtime, but Showtime was trademarked.
Right.
But that was really good, by the way. John C. Reilly did a great job of playing Dr. Jerry Buss. I'm digressing here. But my point is, it's very rare that something like that happens and it works out. And, you know, the Bucks should be ashamed of themselves, to be honest with you.
Totally agree.
You brought in Dame Lillard to compete for a championship, and you may not get out of the first round now.
But it's the notion that they weren't happy with where their coach is, but you're going to bring in Doc Rivers to put you over the top when he hasn't done it in better part of 2 decades? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Is that Mulehead? All right. You wait through the break, Mulehead. We'll get to you next. WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Plaz will join us at 10:40 for Cats Corner. Talk a little Nashville Cats, and we'll talk a lot about Plaz. To the phones for the first time this morning, Kevin in Muletown. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, old buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Good. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
I love it. I love it.
Spring has sprung, finally, right?
It is. I think you're being too kind for the Bucks. They hadn't been mediocre. They've flat out been stinking it up.
Man. You're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
What kills me about Doc Rivers, I mean, he's over there and he's like, oh, we're all right. You know, we're good. We're good. Like he knows something that
we don't know. We're fine. We're okay. Oh, it's not Giannis's fault. It's not Dave's fault.
Yeah.
It's not Blake's fault.
We just lost five in a row. We just got beat by the Pistons, but we're all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're all right.
You think about that. Yeah, you got beat by the freaking Pistons. Worst team ever. So.
Well, I mean, they've got two superstars. They've got really good role players. There's no excuse for what they've been doing this year. So, I don't know, but I'm anxious to see these games tonight because that's gonna be pretty fun tonight.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know you'll be doing your little shimmy dance and watching your teddy bear Steph, rooting him on.
Well,
so good luck to him.
That's no gimme. Sacramento.
I know, man.
Sacramento is. Man, they were really—they're one of the better leagues at the beginning of the year. I mean, better teams in the league at the beginning of the year. They kind of tailed off at the end. But I mean, they could easily lose that game tonight.
They should have beat them in the playoffs last year,
exactly.
Or the year before, whatever.
Yep.
And the Lakers could easily lose to New Orleans tonight, but they're still alive though. They won't die
right
if they lose.
So. Yeah, I will say this about the Pelicans: it's good to see Zion playing semi regularly and contributing because. You know, guys like him and John Morant, they're the future of the league. Zion's got to realize, I got to get in shape, I got to get healthy, and I got to be available. I got to play.
Yeah, you're right. But, man, even when he does play, I mean, he's like hit or miss.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he might have 8 points and six rebounds, and then the next night he'll go for, you know, 25.
Right.
But what kills me about him, he doesn't rebound.
I know. You're right.
He's a monster. He should be getting 12 boards a game. He does not rebound. I keep up with this stuff because I gamble on it.
Sure, I understand. And you know this as well as we do, Kevin. I mean, rebounding and playing defense, it's all about effort. That's all that is. You know,
it is.
Charles Barkley was an undersized power forward, but the guy was getting 13 rebounds a game because he gave a crap, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a guy. We were talking about the Bucks. You got like Bobby Portis. He comes off the bench,
mm-hmm.
And he's going to get you 9 to 12 rebounds a game coming off the bench because he's got the effort.
And well, you look at my team, Josh Hart. You know, he's an undersized.
I love it. I love Josh
Hart. He's an undersized three, but man, he crashes the boards. You see him. You know, he hustles his ass off.
And see, what's great about the playoffs is the minutes are up, so prop bets are fun.
Yeah,
playoffs. So. Throw a little Skrilla on Josh Hart getting a triple-double. He'll be like plus 1,200 for a triple-double. Throw about $5 on that or 10 bucks on that.
That's good value, as they say.
All right, brothers. I enjoy it.
Kevin, always a pleasure, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. I appreciate our back and forth, man. He's fun. Kevin is a lot of fun, man. He can take it. He can dish it out, but he can take it. So I respect that. I respect that about him. That little thing we got going back and forth, LeBron and Steph, is always a good time. But as we open the show with, Preds lose to the Penguins 4-2, but by virtue of another game last night, the Kings losing, they are locked in now to the 7th spot or the first wild card spot. And the smart money is they're going to play Vancouver in round one of the playoffs. So, interesting matchup there. talking about laying down some Skrilla. Might not be a bad idea to lay down a little pizza money on the Preds to win that series and get out of the first round. I'm sure there's really good value there. And, you know, of course, we caution, please bet responsibly. Only bet what you can afford to lose. It's called betting, not winning.
They did that on purpose.
Right. Exactly. It's betting. It's not winning. But, yeah, so hopefully we'll find out in short order who the Preds are going to play in the first round. But it looks like it's going to be Vancouver. Obviously, the first two games are going to be north of the border. But game three, when it comes here, oh, my gosh. Broadway's going to be jumping. All right, hour number two coming up. Patton and I will talk more about everything going on. And Blaz will join us at 10:40 for Cat's Corner. Stick around.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump in New York for day two of his hush money trial. Yesterday, prosecutors accused him of violating a gag order in the case. They want a $1,000 fine imposed. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer with more on what could happen if the president continues like that.
I don't think Donald Trump's going to get sent to Rikers for contempt of court. That rarely happens even to the average citizen. But what's at stake is escalating punishments if the judge does feel that Donald Trump has violated the order of the court.
House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling plans to provide funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but in separate measures, not all one big bill. Israel says it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but the IDF will not reveal what the response will look like or when it might happen. The heaviest section of the Key Bridge in Baltimore so far removed from the port, weighing 450 tons. The FBI now opening in criminal investigation. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare. Where fun is bowling.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, WNSR. Great to have you along on a Tuesday. Hope you survived tax day. I didn't, but that's another story. It is what it is, man.
It's the system that we're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Well, you got to file better. And a little pro tip for you. Make some charitable donations. Some tax-deductible charitable donations. Everybody wins, right?
Right.
You help out a cause that needs your help, and you can get some tax relief next April, right?
Yeah. We're all about helping people around here at JB in the General.
You know me. You know us. We can't help helping. It's what we do.
Yep.
It's what we do. Caitlin Clark goes first overall, as expected, in WNBA draft to the Indiana Fever. And, you know, they're talking about now how much pressure is going to be on her to kind of elevate the league, get more eyeballs on the league. And, you know, she seems up for the task, Patton. You know, she did Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I watched the clip. It was, you know, it was cute. You know, I think she's taken more steps. She probably has some people that are trying to help her kind of show a little bit more personality. She's going to be doing a ton of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to see her a lot. We saw her a lot last year at Iowa. You know, she had State Farm commercial and some other stuff. So we're going to see her a lot. She's going to be pitching everything. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know, all the big names are going to want to sign her. And I think, in my opinion, she has an opportunity to elevate this league. You know, she plays with a certain amount of flair. You know, she's a high scorer, really good court vision. She's an all-around player that just happens to be a great shooter and scorer. And I'll say this because we keep it a buck on this show. I don't think the fact that she's Caucasian will help. And she's from Middle America. You know, she played at Iowa, for God's sakes. Doesn't get more Midwest Middle America than freaking Iowa.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Yep.
And I think there's potential for maybe, you know, kind of like a bird magic thing with her and Angel Reese, right? There's some history there. They played each other with championships on the line like Bird and Magic did in college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go back to those days of the NBA before Bird and Magic, you know, got drafted in the same year, the NBA was in the toilet. Not saying the WNBA is in the toilet, you know, but, you know, and it's a fine league. It's been around a lot longer than people think. It's been around since the late 90s, but it really hasn't had that, you know, that push, that popularity that the NBA has had. And there are a number of reasons behind that, I think. But I think you bring in somebody like Caitlin Clark, who's, you know, marketable, who's, you know, like I said, plays with a certain amount of flair. I think she has an opportunity to at least – here's what I think is going to happen, Patton. I think, the curiosity factor is going to play into it, okay? The Fever, 36 of their 40 games are going to be nationally televised. So you're going to get opportunities to see her. So there's going to be that curiosity factor. Like, it's going to get some initial eyeballs. Will she and the rest of the league have the ability to keep those eyeballs on the league and kind of increase the numbers? And, you know, they're looking at getting a new TV contract, and they got to figure out a way to increase salaries amongst the top players. Because Caitlin Clark, she could have made more money staying in Iowa for another year. Sure. And saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to take one more chance at winning a national championship here at Iowa. She's going to make more money off the court than she is on the court. So, but I still think she has an opportunity. The opportunity will be there. The initial curiosity. Let's check it out. Let's see how she does. Factor will be there. But does it have staying power? That's going to be the biggest question.
Two things I want to go from here. First,
yes.
You mentioned making more money off the court than on it. Do you know what her rookie deal is, John Burton?
No, I do not.
So these numbers came out last night. This is Curtius Spotrack, who does the NFL contract
They're highly reputable, very accurate.
She signed a four-year $338,000 contract. Year one, she will make $76,000. Year two, $78,000. Year three, $85,000. And then the option in 2027, she will make $97,000. And this was made a point yesterday. You got guys on practice squads in the NFL making more than this. So the league needs her. And you hear the numbers. So the WNBA, like it or not, just for the past couple of years, it has run on a deficit. The NBA has, they are not making any money off of the WNBA. They are losing money every year off of it by paying the contracts and so on and so forth. This league needs her, and I am fascinated to see how she does because, like it or not, she may have more pressure on her than what LeBron had coming into it. John, not only not necessarily to be the greatest player ever, but in terms of the success of this league and the success of the women's game to get up to the level where I think ultimately it could be. Because I got a question for you, John. Is she the biggest star in Indianapolis right now?
Like regardless of sport?
Any sport.
Yeah, I would say, until Anthony Richardson gets going, yeah, I'd say right now, yes,
100%. Anthony Richardson has 300,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, 1.9 million. So it's unlike anything we've seen, and I can't say a year ago, Patton, you will be watching quite a few Indiana women's basketball games in the WNBA. I doubt it. I'm going to watch.
Just
to kind of see what is it. How was the product and how electric are these games? I'd imagine season tickets have sold out already.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that whole place, that whole arena is probably sold out.
Sure.
You know, maybe I'll try to get Anthony Calhoun on from Indianapolis this morning to see if he can talk about it. See if he's free. I'll reach out to him. But you're right, man. She's the biggest star right now in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, and Anthony Richardson, I mean, you know, he's the quarterback, and I think he's got a bright future. Sure. And you being a Titans fan probably don't want me
like I love me saying that, by the way. I love saying it. Caitlin Clark is bigger than Anthony Richardson. Just facts here on this
show. For now. But, I mean, yeah, the fact that, you know, the contract she signed is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and I understand it, but I don't.
Well, and Tom Hodges talked about it. This is what are we, a year or two away from the new negotiating rights coming up?
Yeah, they got a new TV deal they're trying to, you know.
I don't know. I'd imagine she'll be in the room. There's absolutely no way she wouldn't be with the players because, like it or not, and I think some of it, at first I was skeptical about some of the players and their comments. I think they might be playing into it a little bit because
sure.
We saw what happened.
A little heat.
Exactly. Why not? We saw what happened in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, even though that wasn't the most watched game in the tournament.
Right.
It brought me to the television set just to kind of see what would happen.
Oh, everybody wanted to see that game.
Sure.
LSU Iowa rematch of last year's championship game.
Including the committee. That's why
you've got the generational player in Caitlin Clark. You've got, you know, the trash-talking Bayou Barbie and Angel Reese. You know? You know, it was great theater.
It was.
Kim Mulkey, obviously, you know, turning into a werewolf on the sidelines.
It's like Paul Heyman outside the ring. Right.
I love you, my tribal chief. Yeah, Paul, your tribal chief lost the title, man. So, it's going to be fascinating. Yeah, you're right. You factor in what Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird said, what Cheryl Swoop said. That's all the more reason to tune in to see how she does, right?
So I give them credit.
I know all three of those ladies got a little bit of heat for that. Oh, you know, why are you ripping on Caitlin Clark? She's good for the league. She's good for women's basketball. Well, some of this little heat is probably good for women's basketball, right?
That those clips are going to be played in the pregame whenever Caitlin Clark comes to town on each of those to their respective teams. So I've grown to maybe see a little bit. Maybe that's not their intentions, but that's what I'm reading into it. Create a little spark. That's what sports doesn't have much of these days. That's what made the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors series so great, because you had Draymond kicking people in the nuts, getting kicked out of series.
Klay Thompson was like, well, I guess LeBron got his feelings hurt. That really pissed me off.
It's the pettiness. It's the storylines, and WNBA needs that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, I go back to the 80s, right? You know, those great championship battles between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and both guys desperately wanted to win and beat the other guy and be known as the best. Now, Larry and Magic got to be great friends. They are dear friends now, but, I mean, they were, you know, Magic was like, hey, I'm Magic. What's up, Larry? Larry's like, screw you. Get out of my face. You know, I'm trying to beat your ass.
Right.
I mean, that's what made it great, right? Because you had Bird, who was just like no nonsense, blood and guts. And then you had Magic. Hey, showtime. I think the potential is here for the WNBA as well. You have Caitlin Clark, just, the quote unquote hardworking blue collar player, a little bit of flash. And you got Angel Reese, you know, the model and the, and the trash talker and stuff like that. I think it's good stuff. Just recapping what we opened hour number one with: Preds lose last night in Pittsburgh to the Penguins 4-2, but by virtue of other games in the NHL, they are locked into the 7 seed, the first wild card spot. They will more than likely play the Vancouver Canucks, and here we go, man. I'll be curious to know what the betting odds will be for the Predators to win that series. And I don't know if they're up yet, because we don't know. The matchup hasn't been firmly established yet. But according to some site, there's a 91% chance that Nashville will play Vancouver in round one.
Yes, the odds aren't up for a specific playoff series, but
do you have like Preds to get to Western Conference Finals, get to Stanley Cup?
You can get Preds to win 0 playoff rounds, Preds to win 1, and then Preds to win 2. To not win a playoff round in one series is -210 right now. So they're pretty favorite to not make it out of the first round.
Okay.
And then to win one is +158. And then to have a magical run, a win two plus, is +560.
That's good value, as they say in the trade.
So,
yeah, okay. All right.
Congrats to your Rangers last night.
Yes, thank you. President's Trophy winners. My New York Rangers, but that's usually the curse. That means they're probably going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. Listen, I've always
Touched it last night, did they? They didn't touch
it. I hope not. I hope not. Because remember, the Boston Bruins last year set a record for most points in a single season, that greatest single season in NHL history, and they got dumped in round one of the playoffs. Hopefully that doesn't happen to my Rangers. And that's why I'm kind of hoping the Pittsburgh Penguins don't get in, because I would not want to see my Rangers play Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang in round one of the playoffs. I mean, you know, three guys with tons of playoff experience. You know, they've won 3 Stanley Cups together, including a back-to-backer in 15 and 16. So I wouldn't want to see that. But, you know, listen, I've always been a big Peter Laviolette guy. I loved him when he was here.
Yep.
And then it was one of those things, when the Rangers hired him, I remember thinking, all right, this team has a lot of talent. They're ready to win now. Go get it now, because in a few years, Lav is going to wear out his welcome. Mm-hmm. He's going to grind on the players. He's going to grind on the front office. And that's what Lav does. Guys like him and Tortorella, you know, they're good to get that initial, you know, light that fire under your butt. Let's go. But after a few years, I mean, you better cash in. It happened in Carolina. It happened, you know, when he coached the Islanders. Everywhere he's been, you know, Philadelphia gets him to the Cup final, and then, you know, 2 years later, not even 2 years later, they're like, we got to move on from this guy. I love Lav. I hope, obviously, you know, if the Preds don't win the Stanley Cup, I certainly hope my New York Rangers do. And that would be great, because I'd be really happy for Lav. I was a big fan of his when he was here, and we had a really good, I thought we had a pretty good relationship. And he he's a chop breaker, but he's a different kind of chop breaker than Vrabel was.
I was going to say,
Vrabel's a chop breaker, but he's just Vrabel's Vrabel. Lav is just like, what are you doing, buddy? What's going on? What do you got going on? What are you doing? You know,
you think Vrabel could turn into that sort of 5 to 6 year head coach, and then you got to get him out because you pissed off the owner, you've pissed off some of the players.
Well, I think the evidence of that is, clear and obvious, Patton.
I mean,
2 years ago he was coach of the year. This year they were like, all right, enough. I've had enough of you. You know, you're gone. I mean,
boy, that seems like a million miles or million years ago.
It really does. It's it really does. That 2021 season, all the injuries, they still won 12 games. You know, number one seed in the playoffs, and that was their chance, man. I said it all along. I said as soon as that kick went, you know, Evan McPherson kicked that ball through the uprights to win that game after that horrible Ryan Tannehill interception. I remember thinking, well, the window's not closed, but it has, you know, narrowed significantly, and they just couldn't get back to it. So
got one text here quickly.
Yeah.
This is from Doug. When it comes to the legendary status of your sports heroes, such as Tiger Woods, would you rather them continue or stay in the game as their skills diminish or hang it up early, like Jim Brown and Barry Sanders?
Hmm.
I'll say this, John.
I think
Brady did it best where he stayed longer than maybe many thought he did, but your last memory of Tom Brady is still an elite quarterback.
Right.
And not many guys have that ability. I think some guys maybe think they have that ability, but they really do not.
Well, you know, it was sad watching a guy like Muhammad Ali, the way his career ended. I know I wasn't around for it, but like when Willie Mays, late in his career, tried to play for the Mets, and, you know, he just couldn't do the Willie Mays things that he used to do back in his heyday. You look at Joe Namath, who left the Jets and tried to play with the L.A. Rams, and his knees were shot. He couldn't do anything. I know Montana had a couple of good years in Kansas City after he left the 49ers. I think a guy like Barry Sanders is an exception because, to me, I know Emmett has the record, the rushing record, but to me, it's Barry Sanders' record. You know, but he walked away, and he could have played another 2-3 years at a very high level. So I think it depends, to answer Dougie's question. I think it depends on the individual, you know?
I agree. I think I like it when guys go out on top, like the Peyton Manning. I mean, even though he didn't, his play was severely diminished.
Oh, the Broncos dragged his ass across the finish line. He couldn't throw the ball.
No.
That last year in Denver. He couldn't throw the ball, but you're right. Seeing him, you know, me being a Giants fan, seeing Michael Strahan, you know, he wasn't going to come back that year. He's going to retire. He, you know, he skipped all training camp, came back, and ended up winning the Super Bowl. And what a way to go out. I covered Jerome Bettis when he, you know, when the Steelers won Super Bowl 40, and he announced on the podium, hey, this is the bus's last ride. I mean, what a way to go out.
Right. And it's the one thing I don't like is when a play, it's almost cringy to look at.
Yeah.
Whenever you're looking at, go, this isn't right. And that's your lasting memory of
Michael Jordan with the Wizards, even though those tapes have been burned. nobody talks about that, by the way.
Like LeBron, he isn't going out limping. To me, I think he'll get 1 year with his son. By all accounts, he's still hasn't committed to a team, Bronny James, and he's still got to get checked out, I believe, to be able to go into the combine with the heart that the heart attack he had a couple months ago. But I'd say he'll get 1 year with Bronny, and he'll probably hang it up because he's done everything. He's broken every record that he needs to.
Yeah, that's the one thing he wants to do. He wants to play with his son.
Right.
And that's his dream. And like you said, he's won 4 championships. He's won 4 MVPs. He's been a multi-time All-Star. He's going to go down as one of the best players in the history of the sport, regardless of what you haters want to say about him. I think he wants to do something that's never been done before, right?
Yep.
I remember when Ken Griffey played with his son in Seattle. They hit back-to-back home runs one time. It was ridiculous. So, you know, what a thrill that must have been. All right, we're late for a break. We'll come back and talk more. Take your phone call, 615-844-5600, WNSR.
buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, two of the best teams in baseball square up in Houston as Sean Murphy and the Braves square up against the Astros at Minute Maid Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
In about 15 minutes or so, Plaz will join us for Cats Corner. He's got a big event coming up tomorrow involving the Nashville Cats. And, of course, he'll be back on WNSR a week from Monday from 4 to 6. Cannot wait for that. Eagerly anticipating the return of George Plaster, the legend. You probably haven't known a world, Patton, without George Plaster on doing sports talk radio.
Absolutely not. It's on whichever station George was on, I was a listener all the way through, whether that was kind of after school, but he's done, I believe, some mornings as well. He's been a staple for sure, and very excited to have him coming on, and it'll be a nice slot to fill at 4 to 6.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know our listeners are excited about it. There's going to be a lot of great interactions. You can call in and text in. So Plaz back on these airwaves a week from Monday. RD joins us now, though, in Kolioka. Hi, RD.
WNSR. John, you got me watching that damn movie once a
week. It's a classic, dude. Come on. Are you kidding me? Private Parts.
It certainly is. Look, my call is totally non-sports related, if
sure.
I may. But Bill triggered a memory this morning discussing cooking on the grill. My father, after he retired from the fire department, he was a fire department captain. I was a police sergeant. By the way, I asked him once, and we were both members. You know why we policemen have larger balls than you firemen? He said, I'm not so damn sure you do. I said, sure we do, Pop. We sell a lot more tickets to our annual dance than what you guys do. But after he retired, moved to Florida, and after I got my pension out, I'd go down there 4 or 5 times a year, spend a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Well, one day we decided we were going to grill some shrimp. Now, keep in mind, we had never grilled shrimp before. So
okay.
We went to the fresh seafood wholesale.
RD, you there? Oh, okay, we lost you for a second, RD. You're back.
Okay, so which side are we going to grill shrimp?
Right.
Well, we've never done such before. So we go to the wholesale fresh seafood place,
mm-hmm.
and we purchased 4 dozen jumbo shrimp. Those puppies were swimming in the ocean 2 days prior. We go home, and we baby those things, marinate them in butter and garlic salt, blah, blah, blah. We get them ready. Put on the grill, got the grill good and hot. Again, we'd never grilled shrimp before.
Right.
So we put the shrimp on the grill, and I mean, you couldn't see the grill of the shrimp. Lowered the lid, Pop says, all right, let's go and get us a beer while they're cooking. After about 10 minutes, Pop says, well, let's check on them, see if they're ready to turn. We open up that damn grill, and it looked like 4 dozen rat turds. We later learned when you grill shrimp, it's a minute and a half on each side. We wind up eating bologna sandwiches that night. Anyway, go blame this on Bill for this call. He's the one talking about grilling this one.
Good stuff, RD. Always a pleasure, man. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, guys. See you.
All right. Patton, what's the deal with this NBA player that purposely missed free throws so that the crowd could get free chicken? Did you hear about that?
I have not. No.
Who's the guy that's on all the commercials? Boban Marjanovic?
Bogdanovic, yes.
No, that's Bojan Bogdanovic.
Oh.
This is Boban Marjanovic.
Oh.
The Houston Rockets Center purposely gave fans at Crypto.com Arena a rare yet iconic parting gift in their season-ending win over the Los Angeles Clippers Sunday afternoon. He gave them free chicken. Marjanovic intentionally missed a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter of the Rockets' 116-105 win over the Clippers, which allowed for the common in-game promotion to hit. The Clippers give all fans inside the arena a free Chick-fil-A sandwich if a visiting player misses 2 consecutive free throws in the fourth quarter of a game. So he went to the line. He missed the first one. And the crowd started murmuring. And Marjanovic was like basically egging on the crowd, like, you want the free chicken? I give you the free chicken. And he missed the second one on purpose.
Wow.
Now the Rockets won, but it was only an 8-point game at the time with about 4.5 minutes left. So, and if you've seen, like I said, he's the guy that's on the all the State Farm commercials. He's really funny. He's a funny dude. And he's been on the State Farm commercials. And for those of you older NBA players that remember George Murasan, he kind of reminds people of him. You know, Eastern European NBA player, super tall, you know, kind of a, I'll say he's kind of a goofy looking guy. You know, do you ever hear such a thing, man?
I've seen stuff like that happen. I wonder if Chick-fil-A is looking at themselves and they go, well, that's a bit unfair.
I'm watching the video right now. He's pointing to himself. He's nodding to the crowd. He's like, I got you. You want your free chicken? I got you.
Wow.
So he missed the free throw on purpose. Yeah, there was 4:44 left in the game, and the Rockets were only up by 8. Now, the Rockets, you know, it didn't matter. And obviously, you want to win, but it was right. The last game of the year. You know, they're not going to the playoffs. They're not in the play-in, so their season was done. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, Evan Roberts, the afternoon host in New York, had a big problem with it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, and of course, a month ago, we had the one player, I can't remember what team it was, but he was intentionally going out of the games injured so he could win his prop bets on betting the under, which from the looks of it from Adam Silver, he's probably going to banish him forever.
Really? He's going to be done?
If he said he has a big responsibility to make this right. So I it's been an interesting year in the NBA by all sorts.
Well, when you look at the NBA, I know a lot of people scrutinize the NFL. Oh, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fixed. But that kind of dies down after a while. There has been a long prevailing notion that the NBA is fixed, that outcomes are predetermined, right? It's almost like pro wrestling. You know, and you look at Donaghy, the referee that admitted that, you know, he made calls based on some bets he had. And David Stern, God rest his soul, the former NBA commissioner, was quick to come out and say he was a rogue official that acted alone. Now, if you're buying that, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn.
Right.
Okay? And I think back to that playoff game between the Lakers and the Kings where the foul discrepancy, and Brad's talked about this too, Brad Powers, the foul discrepancy in that game and some of the calls that didn't go the Kings' way because the Kings were going to win that series and go to the NBA Finals. And I think it was game six. It wound up going seven. It was game six in L.A., and the Kings were up 3-1. I believe, or 3-2, excuse me. They were up 3-2, and they had a chance to close out the series, and that was during the Shaq and Kobe Lakers that were basically taking over for the Bulls as the most watched team in the NBA. And the common belief is Stern did not want the Sacramento Kings to go to the NBA Finals. He wanted the Lakers to go. And so maybe some phone calls were made. Maybe some calls were, you know, were called or not called, depending on who you talk to. Because I think had the Kings won, I think they would have played the Nets in the finals. So you would have had the then New Jersey Nets against the Sacramento Kings in the NBA Finals, which is
just a barn burner.
Ratings kryptonite, right? You know, you're going to watch Mike Bibby and Jay Kidd go at it instead of Shaq and Kobe trying to go for three straight championships. And it was a curious, it's a legendary game in terms of curious officiating. I'll leave it at that.
Not necessarily Major League Soccer, but European soccer kind of has the same sort of feel with some specific teams. Barcelona has gotten in trouble for paying officials.
Really? That's been documented.
That has been documented. So it's like the NBA. I'm not going to say it's every sport, but it is absolutely naive to the fact that a human being doesn't take matters into his own hands when officiating or any sort of games. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, if you have Netflix, you should definitely watch the Tim Donaghy.
And there was some
documentary
stuff behind that too, or no? Or am I?
Listen, I don't know anything about that. All right, okay. I don't. You know, you're asking the wrong guy.
Right,
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. Yeah. I am not aware of any organized crime activities. I don't know nothing about that. Okay.
And if you did tell me, you would, of course.
Again, you see what I'm saying?
No,
I don't know nothing about that.
Yep.
You understand? You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
I don't know nothing about that. But but I highly encourage you, if you're one of those, you know, conspiracy theorists when it comes to sports and outcomes, watch the Netflix documentary on Tim Donaghy. It is because he even contradicts himself. Like he made a statement, I won't say what it was, and then they gave him a chance to clarify it at the end of the documentary, and they asked him again. He's like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. But just the fact that, you know, he kind of hinted that he wasn't the only one involved in what he was doing. But David Stern, who worked tirelessly to market the NBA, starting with Magic and Bird, through Michael Jordan, through, you know, this was the early 2000s, and the NBA had a really good place amongst the sports landscape, and he was not going to give that up for anybody. Mm-hmm. And they did their quote-unquote investigation, and Stern concluded that Tim Donaghy, quote, was a rogue official who acted alone.
Yeah, that internal investigation was thorough and well researched and investigated.
I mean, he came out with that with the quickness. And so You know,
we will never.
That's his statement. He's David Stern is not here to defend himself. He passed away a number of years ago. God rest his soul. And that's his statement. And we'll just have to go with that, Patton.
The best legacy David Stern has, in my opinion, John, is that gif of him drinking the water and choking on it.
Yeah.
It is great. I don't know why I find it.
Well, that's
so
probably
funny,
when he found out what Tim Donaghy was doing. All right, let's break now. Plaz is going to join us next for Cat's Corner. And after that, your phone call. Stick around, WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show 615-844-5600.
We got Braves baseball on these airwaves tonight. 6:55 pregame as they play game two of their series with the Astros. Braves beat up on those lying, cheating, dirty, rotten Astros 6-1 last night, much to the delight of our guest, the legendary George Plaster. George, good morning. As a Yankee fan, I want to thank the Braves for kicking the Astros' ass last night.
Yeah, how about that?
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Did anybody, I watched a little of it, but I never heard a trash can bang.
Yeah, the best is Altuve. Hey, don't rip my shirt. Yeah, I wonder why. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm still bitter about that, Plaz. I mean, I know a lot of people don't have a lot of sympathy for Yankee fans, and I get it. But, you know, that's been a bone of contention with me, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Well, it should be. And to be honest, the people in the middle of that thing got off incredibly light. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really did. It was, A.J. Hinch is now managing a good young Tiger team that is going to get better. To me, that's a, you talk about Pete Rose and the sins he committed, mm-hmm. that baseball is punishing 33 years for because it's an integrity of the game issue. Well, what exactly were the Astros? If that's not integrity of the game,
exactly.
You know, I'll kiss your you know what.
And Plaz, I mean, you know, I don't know how you feel. Let the steroid guys in the Hall of Fame. Everybody was doing it. The commissioner knew about it. It wasn't quote unquote illegal back then. I think all those guys should be in. What say you?
You know, it's a weird one because the old guys in the Hall. I got to know Gaylord Perry really well before he passed away. For about 10 years, he would come on my show once a year when he was coming to town. And those guys are just ballistic that, you know, the steroid guys should not get in. I lean more toward you. I guess deep down, I hope that most of them get in at some point. I know they're getting closer mm-hmm. with each year, but I guess deep down I have a hard time seeing that Barry Bonds will ever get in.
And that to me, that's a shame because here's the thing, Plaz. Here's why I say that. You know, we all remember 1998, excuse me. I mean, that was a magical year, just 4 years
sure.
after a work stoppage, and, you know, there was no World Series in 1994, and a lot of people were done with the game. And, you know, whether we like it or not, big jacked-up steroided home run hitters brought people back to baseball. You know, that home run chase in 98 is something I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was magical. You know, every time McGuire would hit one, here comes Sosa. Mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff. But, you know, John, it's interesting. I'd be curious what you think about this. The public does not recognize Barry Bonds as the all-time home run leader.
Mm-hmm.
We had another one of these exercises a week ago where it was, the 50th anniversary
mm-hmm.
of Hank Aaron's 715. And I'm old enough to tell you all kinds of stuff about that night
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I was a kid as a huge Braves fan. But you think about it, you never hear anybody ever say Barry Bonds is the home run king.
You're right. I mean, he is to me, and I love Hank Aaron and what he did and what it meant at the time he did it. Believe me, I if anybody can appreciate that, it's me. But to me, Barry Bonds is the home run king. I mean, you know, I know it's performance enhancing, but you still got to see the ball and you still got to, you know, time it up and barrel it up and hit it out of the park. So,
and that's what makes a little bit of Bonds' deal really hard to swallow, because he was so good, he didn't need all that stuff.
Yep. He got jealous of all the attention that McGuire and Sosa were getting, and he knew what they were doing. And he was like, well, where do you get a load of me? And, you know, the guy hit 70, you know, almost 80 home runs that 1 year. You know?
So you want me to play talk show host and throw a question at y'all?
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do it today on my show. When the NBA initiated the play-in games, I thought it was a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I've since had to come around to say, boy, has it created some excitement. Should the NHL copy it?
I'm fine with it, but here's the thing. A number of years ago, you remember this, Plaz? It was one of those deals. It was the last game of the regular season, and it was one of those, the winner is in, the loser is out. and the game went to overtime, and it got decided in a shootout. I hated that. I hate the shootout. I think you treat that like a playoff game. You play 20-minute periods until somebody scores.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. I will say this. I like the 3-on-3. The 3-on-3 is fun.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Unless you're the team on defense.
No, it opens up the ice. It creates more scoring chances. You know, but I just believe, Plaz, you know, you play a 5-minute overtime. If nobody scores, the game ends in a tie. Each team gets a point. You move on.
Okay.
So.
But isn't this what sports talk radio is all about?
And that's why we're excited to have George Plaster back on these airwaves. George, real quick, tell us about the event you got going on with the Nashville Cats.
Yeah, so over the last year or so, I've done a series of, I guess you call it, sports speaker series. And I don't know exactly how you're supposed to say it other than we have a live studio audience sort of watch it. Mm-hmm. And then we part of the, it's kind of a long form interview, and part of it is questions out of the audience. The first one of these I did was a year ago, right about now, with Barry Trotz. And I've done one with Candace Lee. I did one in the summer that was crazy. We had about 200 people when I had David Cutcliffe, Philip Fulmer, Watson Brown, and Tony Barnhart. They were in town for SEC Football Media Days. So we did it on Sunday night. Anyway, tomorrow we will have Jeff Fisher and Eli Gold.
Wow.
We'll do it at 11:30 in the morning. It'll run until about 12:45. We do it out at the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. It's a free event. If you want lunch, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You simply order it at the bar. We're on the second floor. And if any of you would like to attend, do me the favor, email me at plastergeorge@gmail.com. Again, plastergeorge@gmail.com.
That's awesome. How excited are you that the Nashville Cats are coming back? I wasn't here for it, but from what I understand, it was a big-time party when they were here in the late 90s into the 2000s.
Yeah, you know, it really, I think it caught everybody off guard back then by how popular it was. They would play, back then they would play all their home games on Friday night. And so you can imagine people looking, you know, to be partying on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they really kind of took everybody by storm. You know, it was a fun deal. For a lot of people, it was an excuse to have a beer. They were smart. They had Andy Kelly from Tennessee. They had Corey Fleming from Tennessee. And those were sort of the marquee people. And Pat Sperduto was the coach. Eddie Kayat actually was the first coach. And then Pat took over. And it was wildly successful here.
Hmm. Well, we're looking forward to it again. And you folks that want ticket information, you can go to thenashvillecats.com. Plaz, always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Can't wait to hear you back on these airwaves. And I live like 2 seconds away from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, so maybe I'll do a pro wrestling run-in for your first show, hit you from behind with a chair or something, make it spicy.
Come in there tomorrow if you get a chance. I think you'd enjoy it.
All right, I got to see what my work schedule is like over at the Big Nickel, but if I can, I'd love to be there.
That does sort of take priority, doesn't it?
Yeah. Plaz, thanks so much, man. Have a great day, all right?
John, thank you. General Patton, good talking to you. Come up with a good speech.
Will do. George, I appreciate you.
You guys take care.
All right. Sorry for hogging that interview.
No, it's fine.
All right. Fine. We'll come back and wrap up the show next.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Nashville Predators goal, his 24th of the season, the captain, number 59, Roman Josi. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Oh, my gosh. Well, get used to that. That's coming back, playoff style. At least two games, folks, at Bridgestone Arena. Playoff hockey is coming back. We just don't know who we're playing yet. That's all.
Quick shout-out here to Vandy boy Jack Leiter is a probable starter for Thursday for the Texas Rangers.
Nice.
Making his debut on Thursday. So, shout-out, Jack.
Who's he pitching against?
I will look that up. I just saw it on Twitter here.
Oh, it's so cool. Well, Jack was great when he was here. Great kid. Had a lot of success here at Vanderbilt. Him and Rocker were a devastating 1-2 punch, you know, in the pitching rotation. And Corbs could have used him last weekend.
Yeah, he could have used him and Kumar.
Yeah, David Price.
Walker Buehler. And
David Price. And,
He will face off against Dr. Detroit.
Wow.
And the Detroit Tigers.
Dr. D's Detroit Tigers.
On the road.
Who are off to a good season. And, you know, it's so funny, you know, and they say it's always good to get off to a good start in the baseball season. It's a long season, 162 games. We understand that. But what's the old saying is, you know, you can't lose the pennant or you can't win the pennant in April, but you can lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a perfect example. Speaking of Dr. D's Detroit Tigers, 1984, you were a long way from coming into this world. I was only 14 years old, yep. Okay? And I'm an old man. So I was 40 years ago this season, right? The Detroit Tigers, they won 35 of their first 40 games that season. They were 35 wow. and 5 after 40 games. So what's that, 122 games left?
Yep.
If I'm doing the math correctly. They basically played 500 ball for the rest of the season, easily won their division, won the ALCS, and beat the San Diego Padres to win the World Series that year. So that's what a good start can do for you, especially in baseball, because it gives you a lot of wiggle room.
Sure.
You know, and they basically, they took their foot off the gas after going 35-5. Like I said, they played 500 ball pretty much the rest of the season. Won the World Series. So there you go. That's why I'm glad my Yankees are off to a 12-5 start, although they lost last night. Not happy about that. All right. Great show today, Patton. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, John. You as well.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We got McFarland's 2-4. Jim Rome coming up right now. We'll see you tomorrow. WNSR.